This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, not good news. Did you hear about this? A tractor trailer hauling thousands of pounds of chocolate. I love chocolate. Had to be towed from a ditch in Washington County. On Tuesday afternoon, I believe this comes out of Pittsburgh, CBS Pittsburgh. So I guess there's Washington County. This had to have been in Philly. Not in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania. And so I guess the crash happened just before 4 p.m. where the driver told police, this is a truck. Okay, I love my truckers out there. He told police he was heading west on Jake Hill Road when the trailer got hung up on the guide rail while trying to get around a curve on the road. The driver stopped, the trailer slid down a culvert, and that 33,500 pounds of chocolate, right, had to be towed. I think the chocolate is okay. I'd still eat it. I mean, what, 5-second rule? I don't know if the chocolate got all over the road or not, but the driver's okay. They say the crews are cleaning up the mess. But I really would like to see if the chocolate is okay. I'm kind of worried about this. Let me see if I can see where the chocolate is. No, I can't see the chocolate. Oh, man. I know, man, it's the holidays. The last thing we need are chocolate prices to go up. But we got to be careful. I hope you guys are being careful out there driving this holiday weekend. We found out that a school bus got hit because a woman was driving with her kitty cat on her lap. Maine State Police said a driver with a cat on her lap got distracted and collided with a school bus carrying 58 students, injuring some of them and the driver. 19-year-old Alicia Fiordalesi also suffered non-life-threatening injuries to her head and leg. This happened in New Canada. Her cat, however, was killed. Police said Fiordalesi was traveling south on Route 161 with a cat on her lap. She said she felt a wet spot on her pants from the cat and looked down. When she looked up, she swerved into the northbound lane and collided with the bus. The bus driver and some students suffered minor injuries. Police said they're still investigating the crash and charges are pending. Now, I don't really know all the rules in all the states about driving with animals. And you guys know Shaky Boo? Shaky Boo drives with me all over the place. But Shake, you know, because, you know, we had two cats, Shake and Bake. Bake died, so now I call him Shaky Boo, you know, because he's embarrassed to be called Shake. And Shake, or in Spanish, Sacadito, okay? Shake, he will not sit on my lap. He knows better. Because if he accidentally puts his claws into my leg or something, I could panic and then crash the car. So Shake instinctively knows to go to the back seat. And Shake will sit in the back seat. Sometimes he'll sit in the passenger side and stick his head out the window like a dog. He's like a very smart cat, freaky. I think he's somebody reincarnated. I don't know. He's like very, very smart. He also sits there and watches me take a shower, which kind of gives me the creeps. And I really would like to know who he was prior to becoming a cat, because he sure is getting an eyeful every morning, but we won't go there. But anyway, so Shakeaboo will go into the back seat and sit there. I've really slowed down. In fact, I don't think I've driven him in the last year now. He's about 15 years old. Because I just don't want to slam on the brakes and him get hurt. I've never had an issue. But I think there are laws out there where you cannot have an animal unrestrained flying around the car if you slam on your brakes or get into an accident. and a kitty cat sitting on your lap. Cats don't really want to go driving. Cats don't like cars. Yeah, you know, Shake pretends like he likes it, but he'd rather be home. He'd rather be peeing up the piano or, you know, I don't know, peeing up the house when I'm gone than actually being in a car with me watching him. And so if anybody does decide to make a law that says, look, I want to, you know, make it a crime to drive with a cat, I get that. I get that. All right, so we got a lot of news to talk about, so let's get started. Larry Nassar, 54 years old, has entered a guilty plea to 7 counts of molesting girls as young as 10 years old in a Michigan courtroom, and this happened today. He was the USA Gymnastics doctor, or one of them, and he does plead guilty to, quote, sexually penetrating his victims, even young ones. There are over 125 additional women who have accused him of sexual assault, including Allie Reisman, Gabby Douglas, and Michaela Maroney. He did break down into tears, and he is going to face 25 to 40 years in prison for each count. All of his victims, according to Daily Mail, reported incidents to Michigan State University. They will be allowed to speak at his sentencing hearing. He did verbally confess to each offense in court and agreed to wearing a monitoring device and have his electronic activity monitored for life. So right now, 22 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. You know, this really is, you know, me being a family doctor, when you hear of somebody who people put their trust into in the medical field do something like this, any child molestation, any sexual assault is horrible. But the medical community, it mourns when we hear something like this, when, you know, somebody who went through a very rigorous medical system actually hides the fact they're a predator or later becomes a predator and does this to people who trust the medical community. And so even though these weren't my patients, and even though I had nothing to do with this person, as a medical doctor, you just feel responsible. And you feel responsible because you have worked your whole life in your career making medicine and making a medical clinic a safe zone, a safe place for people to talk, for people to be able to take off their clothes and get examined and be, you know, checked for ovarian cancer or prostate cancer or melanoma. And so when you work so hard to make sure patients feel comfortable to talk to you about, you know, bleeding in their stool, you know, if a person's not comfortable about telling us their symptoms, then how do you diagnose them? We were talking about Vietnam vets and this liver fluke. I wrote an article about that for those of you guys who are concerned about, you know, the cancer that may be afflicting Vietnam vets. You know, somebody has to admit to their doctor that they got gas and bloating and abdominal pain, and if they don't feel comfortable, they won't. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit, absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Patients. Actually, he's a new patient to me. He's been a fan of the show. Comes in and, you know, he says, Dahlia, I got to give you some advice. You need to be more like Rachel Ray. And I go, what? Rachel Ray, doesn't she have a cooking show? Yeah. All right. I've never seen Rachel Ray. I mean, I know she has a cooking show and I know it's pretty successful, but I don't know how that's relevant to my show. I'm a doctor. I answer people's medical questions. I give people the medical news. So, you know, I looked up the Rachel's Ray's ratings. That's kind of hard to say. Rachel's Ray's ratings. That's a tongue twister. And he's right. She is beating me ever so slightly in the ratings. I mean, we're talking an Olympic second. But, yes, Rachel Ray is ahead of me in the ratings. And I'm just too competitive to let this go. So I guess today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, I will cook something. Now, I don't really know what to what I'll do is I can prepare a turkey. I'm not a very good cook, and my husband could vouch for that. So I'm going to get our pot here, and I will explain to everybody how to do a turkey Dr. Dahlia style. I could do this. I could do this. Okay, so first get a, we got a pan, and I first need to sterilize the pan. So we're going to sterilize it here. Just kind of sterilize it because I don't want any bacteria on my turkey. Now, true, the turkey is probably laden with salmonella already, but at least I'm not adding the insult to injury by putting the salmonella-infested turkey on a pan. We got that. Now lay the turkey supine into the pot, okay? Now, is everybody's turkey supining? You need to supine. Okay, the turkey supine. Now, the first thing I notice with a turkey, and it's not because I do a lot of gynecological exams, is the legs are just out there wide open, right? I mean, it's just lying out there wide open. I mean, this turkey must have been a hoochie mama also when she was younger. Now, the reason why I believe the grocery store people, I don't know what you'd call them, that give you the raw turkeys, have the turkey that way instead of the turkey coming to you with its legs crossed and a little bit more appropriate, you know, for a family house and a family environment, is because they want you to notice that there's stuff in the turkey. So you guys see that? Inside the turkey, there looks like some white bag in there, and then it looks like some of its organs. This is actually my favorite part, taking out the organs. You know, there's liver, and there's, you know, it's kind of disgusting here. You got the liver, and it looks like an esophagus, some bone, kidney. So you take all that out. I really don't know what this little bag is for. Maybe for stuffing. I can't do stuffing, people. I'm sorry. I can't do stuffing. Dr. Dahlia doesn't know how to cook, so we're going to make this easy. So what we're going to now do is instead, let's just stuff it with some gauze. It obviously is dripping blood all over the place because of its circulatory system. So we're just going to kind of open up here some gauze and stuff the turkey with some gauze. Why not? Now, what I have here is, as you notice, once you start taking out all the entrails of the turkey, the legs are starting to close up. Now it's getting shy. Yeah, too late. So it's hard to stuff the turkey. So I have here a vaginal speculum, and we will insert it. Just let's try and insert this into the turkey here, and then we could stuff the gauze. Just keep stuffing it until it's packed. Okay, great. Okay, the turkey's stuffed. Now what we're going to do is, obviously, we're looking at a very raw epidermis. So what I like to do to add my turkey is I like to add a little Chardonnay. Okay, so we've got some Chardonnay here. Just kind of pour. Oh, I just spilled Chardonnay all over the place. Let me just take a sip of that. Okay, so we got some Chardonnay. Oh, the epidermis and the dermis needs to soak up the flavor. So we're going to syringe some onion soup. I like to put French onion soup on my turkeys. Can we syringe some here? Jim, are you helping me? Yeah, very good. Was that gas or a syringe? Okay. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry, my fiber's kicking in. Okay, so we got some. And then here, let's pour a little bit of, what am I pouring on? What is this stuff? It's wet. Oh, it's more alcohol. I put more alcohol on there. All right. Then another thing we also want to do is we want to brown it. And I like to brown my epidermis of my turkey with some butter. I don't really have a butter brush, but I have a little Cyto brush from my pap smear kit. You guys see? So we're going to Cyto brush. Good. Are you Cyto brushing? So now we got some butter on the turkey. I think we're almost done. Add some seasonings. These are, what am I putting? I'm putting on sprinkles and M&Ms. Okay. So we got some seasonings there. And then thermometer. I don't really have a thermometer. So I have a rectal thermometer. So let's just stick the rectal thermometer into the, no, not into the rectum. Put the rectal thermometer just kind of in the side of the skin there. I think we're done. I think this is ready to cook. Oh, it broke. Okay, the rectal thermometer broke. That's just mercury. Put another one in. I have plenty in my house. I even carry them in my purse. You just never know. Great. Okay, it's ready. I think it's ready. We're going to cook it. What do you think, Jim? Does it look good?
I think it looks absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
I like watching you do it, too.
Thank you. Very yummy. What I really like is I got wine all over Heidi Harris's studio here. So we're going to have to drink that a little bit later. All right, and I guess that's how you prepare a turkey on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, once you cook it, I don't really know how to work my oven. My oven hasn't been worked in 5 years. I've been in my house for 5 years. But I sure as hell know how to autoclave. And honestly, people, it's not that we want our food cooked. We want them sterilized because we don't want to have the bacteria. So just shove the turkey in an autoclave. Now, for every piece of surgical equipment, I think we autoclave 20 minutes. So each surgical equipment weighs a half a pound. This looks like a 10-pound turkey. So I don't know. I can't do the math. Just autoclave it for about 8 hours. When you pull it out, I have a nice scalpel here. We'll just kind of dissect it into some nice pieces. I usually like the femur part. And it's ready to eat. You see, this is easy. This was cake. Just cake. So, hope you all enjoy. Lord have mercy, I got wine all over the place. All right, let's get back to medical news. All right, guys, this is Dr. Dahlia. Thank you. That was my way to prepare a Thanksgiving turkey. I recorded that a few hours ago. Not a few hours ago, a few years ago. And it actually tasted really, really good. I got some gauze fibers in my teeth. But, you know, for those of you that have been running around this Thanksgiving holiday, I really hope you guys are having a good one. Some of you guys aren't cooking, and you're not going to cook a turkey. And so you want to know what's out there and what can you do? Because not every store is open for shopping. Remember when the recession hit and some stores decided to save themselves, right? And say, look, okay, we're going to be open on Thanksgiving then. Rather than wait till Black Friday for sales, why don't we open for Thanksgiving? And everybody's panties got all up in a bunch. What? You're ruining the sacred holiday. We're supposed to be not working, and we're supposed to be with the family. No, I mean, if you finish eating at 2:30 and the football game is over, the Cowboys are playing at 1:25? The game's going to be done at 4:30. What are you going to do Thursday night? So a lot of people want to, go shopping, and I don't blame stores for opening up at 6 so that they can, they could try to, make money. I mean, some companies really live off of the whole holiday shopping, season. And so I don't blame them. I mean, you got to be smart now in today's economy. But for some of you, you want to get a good start on the shopping, and you really don't want to eat turkey. So we're being told by Time.com there's a bunch of restaurants open on Thanksgiving. One is Applebee's. Apparently, a representative told Money Magazine that select Applebee's are going to be open. They'll even have special Thanksgiving meals, but not all locations. Bob Evans looks like is going to be open on Thanksgiving. They're going to have a takeaway turkey farmhouse feast that'll serve 8 people for $110. Black Angus Steakhouse is going to have a special Thanksgiving menu, and they're going to be open on Thanksgiving. It's going to be a full traditional holiday feast, priced $19.99 for adults, $9.99 for kids. You guys are going to, you could spend that money on Thanksgiving. That's a lot cheaper than trying to feed a whole family. So at your house, Boston Market is going to be open. Buca di Beppo, they are going to open at 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Burger King. Some hours may be limited, but Burger King Capital Grill is going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. Chart House. Oh, Chart House is nice. Have you guys ever had prime rib at Chart House? Ooh, it's yummy. Claim Jumper. Going to be open most locations on Thanksgiving Day. Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel says Thanksgiving is its busiest day of the year. They got a home-style turkey and dressing meal. They also have a to-go holiday meal, so Cracker Barrel wants to let people know they're around. Denny's are always open, so they're always open. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse is telling everybody. I've been getting all these emails from Fleming's. I don't go there that often because it's expensive. It's just good, though. Boy, is Fleming's phenomenal. They're going to have Thanksgiving food. Fogo de Chao, never been there, but they're open. Golden Corral is going to have a Thanksgiving buffet. Hooters is open on Thanksgiving. Hometown Buffet, IHOP, generally open. Krispy Kreme may be open. Looks like a lot of locations. Legal Seafoods, open. Maggiano's, open. Marie Callender's, open. McCormick and Schmick. They have, see, if I'm going to go to a McCormick and Schmick or a Fleming's, I'm going to eat steak. I'm not going to eat turkey. McDonald's, most locations will be open, but hours may be limited. Morton's Steakhouse, Old Country Buffet, Pizza Hut, Ponderosa, Macaroni Grill, Ruth Chris, Starbucks, Steak and Shake, Ted's Montana Grill, Waffle House, and White Castle. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's talk about the latest with Kevin Spacey and sexual assault allegations. We'll be right back. Oh,
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it looks like every day now we are hearing of another sexual assault case or sexual assault accusation. Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter has been accused of sexual assault and has denied it. He has been accused of rape by actress and singer, oh, I apologize, I'm having some issues with my computer, actor and singer Melissa Schumann. Apparently, he has joined a growing list of men being accused of sexual misconduct, right? In the post-Harvey Weinstein era, Melissa Schumann, an actress and singer, met the boy band star about 15 years ago. Said that Carter sexually assaulted her when he was 22 years old. Carter has denied it. He said, I'm shocked and saddened by her accusations. Melissa never expressed to me while we were together or at any time since that anything we did was non-consensual. We went on to record a song and perform together. I was always respectful and supportive of her, both personally and professionally. This is the first that I am hearing about these accusations nearly two decades later. It is contrary to my nature, he says, and everything I hold dear to intentionally cause someone discomfort or harm. And apparently, Schumann had made her claims in a lengthy blog post, sharing graphic details about the alleged encounter. She was a member of the teen girl band Dream. She had met Carter in person. They were cast in the same TV movie. Then he later invited her and a roommate to hang out at a Santa Monica apartment. Once there, he gave alcohol, later brought Schumann into his office so she could listen to some of the new music. Then they began to kiss. And I guess when Carter allegedly tried to unbutton her pants, Schumann told him she didn't want to go any further. He didn't listen. He didn't care. He told me, don't worry, I won't tell anybody, she wrote. She continued, adding that she told him to stop, but then he removed her pants and performed oral sex on her. She said, I told him to stop, but he didn't, so I turned off the bathroom light so I wouldn't see anything. He kept turning the light back on because he told me he wanted to look at me. I remember thinking at this point that maybe after this he will just stop, but he didn't. And then, I guess, he asked her to perform on him, and he was getting angry. And then I guess he, quote, threw her on the bed, climbed on top of her. And she had told him that she was a virgin, saved herself from marriage. And he said, I could be your husband. And then he had sex with her. So she said she didn't tell anybody at her label about the alleged assault. Later was asked to perform a duet during a showcase with him. The encounter traumatized her, she said. She subsequently told her therapist, friends, family about the alleged assault and considered coming forward after the wave of allegations. And so she decided to share her accusations on Radar Online. We'll see what happens with this. Again, this is where you hear both sides and you're like, was it consensual or not? Could somebody claim it was consensual when it wasn't the whole time? And, you know, as with Leanne Tweeden, when we had her on air yesterday, she was talking about how with Charlie Rose, how he was accused of, not by her, but of other people at CBS and PBS, putting his hand on a woman's leg, and if she let him advance, he would advance if she didn't stop him. As Leanne said, and as I could attest to, you do freeze. You are a little bit in shock. You know, this idea that a woman will smack you in the face if you're touching something you're not supposed to. You know, I probably only smacked back maybe two or three times of all the times it's happened because I had a grip. And I was like, oh, and I was able to respond. But like, as you see with that one medical school video or picture, I was in shock and it was in the middle of a picture when it happened. Then I turned around and hit him. But there's a second or two delay. And so, you know, sometimes things will not be consensual. And just because she doesn't say no doesn't necessarily mean it's wanted. So now with Kevin Spacey, police are investigating a claim by a young actor relating to a, quote, 2008 sex attack and a second claim from 2005. Apparently, Kevin Spacey worked for 11 years at Old Vic Theater, and he is being investigated by police in London over this alleged sexual assault. Now, the House of Cards star, 58 years old, is already the subject of a Scotland Yard probe into an alleged sex attack at Lambeth in 2008. So even though we heard about what had happened years ago in the 80s, there's been two new allegations in the last 10 years that he's been investigated for. Actually, a little longer. The Met announced today that a second investigation has taken place related to a 2005 incident. And I guess, the allegations are of sexual assault against men. Victim 2, officers from the Child Abuse and Sexual Offenses Command are investigating. The first allegation the police are looking at is said to refer to a young actor who asked Spacey for advice with his career. He is understood to be claiming that he passed out in his London home and awoke to find himself being abused. Now, Spacey allegedly was the artistic director of the Old Vic Theater in Lambeth from 2004 until 2015. And then it emerged last week that 20 allegations of sexual impropriety by Spacey had been made to the theater since it started its own internal investigation. So, the old Vic truly apologizes for not creating an environment or culture where people felt they were able to speak. Spacey was replaced by Christopher Plummer in the upcoming film, Money in the World, has been fired by Netflix, series The House of Cards. That was when Anthony Rapp first accused of the actor of harassing him when he was 14. That happened back in 1986. This is just the beginning of probably years of assault cases and people coming forward. And it's, and you know, like we talked about many times on the show, a big concern people have is how do we know somebody's telling the truth? And, you know, you're guilty until proven innocent. And, you know, if a woman says that they were assaulted, right now, in this day and age, right now, in the media, that person is going to be believed and they are going to, there's going to be an investigation, you know, and until you're proven innocent. You know, I don't know what the Nick Carter case, how they would, you know, what they would do. If they had sex and she later says, no, I didn't want it, how do you go back to that moment in time and prove your innocence or prove guilt? How do you do that? Okay. And, you know, unfortunately, so many women and men, but especially women, have been in situations where things advanced when they didn't want them to. And so you have some cases where, you know, women had sex, felt guilty, and said, no, I didn't want it. You had some where, okay, women wanted the sex. All right? You had some where women were forced upon themselves and, wanted to kill the person right then and there and couldn't. But there's the gray area, and this is where we are going to see the biggest spike of allegations, where something happened, and maybe, you know, somebody only wanted second to third base, and it accidentally went, or maybe on purpose by one party, it went to a home run. And for decades, we women would tell ourselves it was our fault. We should have never been in that position. We should have never let it get to second and third base. It's our fault because that's how it got to a home run, when we didn't want to. And now women are feeling empowered to go, well, no, he should have stopped. It's not our fault. If we only wanted second or third base and we said no, then that should have been it. That is all we should have had to do. And many people would agree to that. And some will say, you got an animal? We're animals. You know, how do you stop when it's your instinctive nature to go for it? You know, the mating drive is a very powerful one. And so, it's sad to see this, but we're going to be seeing multiple cases every day now come forth. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Okay, this is interesting. Hulu. is being sued for not offering audio service for blind customers. They say advocacy groups have sued Hulu in an effort to force a subscription streaming service to provide an audio track that helps people who are blind or visually impaired enjoy the TV shows. The federal lawsuit filed in Boston this week asked the court to declare that Hulu's failure to provide services for the blind violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. The group say Hulu has refused to do so despite repeated requests from advocates and blind customers. So they want to enjoy Hulu like everyone else in the country. It's according to Meredith Weaver, an attorney for the Disability Rights Advocates. She filed the lawsuit on behalf of the American Council for the Blind, Bay State Council for the Blind, and a blind Massachusetts couple. The spokeswoman for the Los Angeles-based Hulu did not immediately respond to an email. The groups want Hulu to provide audio tracks that describe a scene, facial expressions, or actions during a pause in dialogue. The audio track describes what a sighted person might take for granted, and blind or visually impaired person can otherwise only experience through whispers from a sighted companion, according to the lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit also seeks to ensure people who use screen readers can use Hulu's website and applications. Now, forgive me if I'm naive. Does everybody else do this? I mean, I think this would be very, very cool for anybody visually impaired, but does anybody on the internet, Google, YouTube, Netflix, do any of them do this? I could be naive. The lawsuit, I guess, movies and television, they say, are pillars of American culture. According to Kim Charlson, president of the American Council for the Blind, as delivery of such media transitions to video streaming services, it is critical that these platforms be accessible in order to ensure the inclusion of blind and visually impaired individuals in contemporary society. They say most major movie companies already provide audio description tracks, and audio exists for many TV shows and movies that are available on Hulu. They say Netflix started offering an audio track for the show Daredevil that features a blind superhero after fans complained. In a settlement reached last year with the American Council for the Blind and others, Netflix agreed to expand its audio description offering and making its website and mobile apps accessible for people to rely on screen reading software. No, so that's good. I think in this day and age, it's ridiculous to not have that. I'm just wondering if that means CBS gets sued, NBC gets sued, CNN gets sued, Fox News gets, I mean, I wonder if that means everybody's at potential for lawsuits if they don't have this offered yet. Being a physician, I no longer practice because I teach and, you know, I still do radio. But if I had a blind patient, I start to think, did I offer enough accommodations? I don't think I had a patient that was blind. Years ago I did, but I don't think, I've had people with cataracts and some visual issues and, you know, and their prescriptions, you know, they're not brailled. They're, you know, and prescription font is small, you know, so I'm wondering if the whole entire country needs to revamp the way they do things for people with vision issues. You know, another thing that nobody talks about is those of us that are over 40, and yeah, I'm over 40. Hard to believe, but I is. Those of us over 40, we end up needing reading glasses. We have issues with accommodation. And so we might have had perfect vision, or we might have gotten LASIK to have perfect vision. And now all of a sudden we can't read anything without it being magnified or us having readers or reading glasses. And I am noticing the average menu, the average prescription, the average instructions aren't big enough to see. And assuming somebody is going to, like, I had to, when I had my EGD, my upper endoscopy last week, I had to read a bunch of forms, and because I was having surgery, I didn't bring my purse. I mean, I brought my wallet, but I didn't bring all my stuff because you know, you're going to be under, and why would you bring your purse and whatever? And, you know, my husband doesn't want to sit there and hold my purse, so I didn't have my reading glasses. So I basically signed everything without glasses. And maybe we need accommodations for, you know, think about it. You know how many people are not reading things because they don't have the reading glasses? And so it's a thought that maybe things should all be in a bigger font, you know, or maybe with some sort of texture to it. So I don't know. I find that interesting. This is concerning a lot of people. A company has fired 69 employees over refusing to get flu shots. A Minnesota-based healthcare company reportedly fired 69 employees who did not comply with their flu shot mandate by the November 10th deadline. In response to the firings, the Minnesota Nurses Association announced plans to file grievances against Essentia Health on behalf of the terminated employees because they want to regain employment status or recover lost pay. Some of the nurses claim they filed for exemptions based on religious or medical grounds, but Essentia Health, who counts 15 hospitals and 75 clinics in Minnesota, Idaho, Wisconsin, North Dakota, had previously said it would allow for very limited medical and religious exemptions among its 13,900 employees. The nurses also claimed they had proposed an alternative program that rewards employees for receiving the vaccine rather than punishing those who didn't, as well as designated sick time for those who suffer adverse reactions from the shot. In a Fox 9 interview, they say Essentia Health showed nurses they did not intend to bargain with us in good faith. We tried to sit down with management, but Essentia executives told us they intend to follow through with terminations and mandatory flu shots regardless. Dr. Rajesh Prabhu, an infectious disease specialist and Essentia's chief patient safety officer, told the Star Tribune that while the vaccine is not 100% effective, there is greater need to vaccinate hospital workers who interact with severely ill patients. They say we are working in a different environment. We're taking care of patients. We have a different sort of ethical obligation. So this is going to be a topic we're going to start to see now over the next few weeks, where companies are kind of in a bind. They could be in a lot of trouble if they have staff that get patients sick. So they need to look like they're going above and beyond to protect their patients or to protect their customers. So having a policy such as mandatory vaccination could protect them if a group of individuals or customers or clients or patients want to sue because they claim they got sick from, you know, being in their facility. On the flip side, however, if you don't want to get something injected into your body, can somebody force you? Now, I'm not sure about Minnesota being an at-will state or not, but a company could do whatever they wish. And if they, you know, want you vaccinated and you don't want to vaccinate, they don't have to hire you and they can fire you. Absolutely. But a lot of us just don't feel right about forcing somebody to get something injected into their body. Forcing a drug screen, that's a lot easier to swallow and take because you're peeing in a cup. You're not supposed to be doing drugs or under the influence or having them on board when you're working. So mandatory drug screens is something that a lot of us are for. But being healthy and having somebody stick a needle in you that you're hoping is sterile, and they should be, but we just saw a case with SUU where four students were performing glucose tests, and apparently, or I don't know if there's four students, but students were performing glucose tests, I believe, on a homeless population, and there are four people that might have been contaminated. So we're not sure what's going on with that. News 3 in Las Vegas reported on that. So you may have some people going, don't be sticking me with a needle. And, do we force it? The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.